It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
Super excited to have you back. It feels great. I said to Jono yesterday, it's nice just having some interaction in the morning because I was just playing your best bits in here by myself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You sort of get a bit of cabin fever. And
yes. I mean, you've got the cutouts, but it's not the same, is it?
Well, when you're talking to the cutouts for 2 hours,
yeah.
People walk past and think, is he okay in that soundproof room by himself?
What's happening in there?
What is going on? I had a bit of time to reflect yesterday while I was by myself, hearing your best bits with Tom. And I was like, Loggy, she's so loyal. She's such a hard worker.
Oh, God.
And I just thought, oh, I hope she doesn't have COVID. The selfishness in me was like, I hope she doesn't have COVID because you'll be out for 2 weeks, if not longer.
Yeah, prob's longer.
I
don't know if it's that quick a turnaround.
So I was just like, fingers crossed she doesn't have COVID.
Yeah.
Because I need her back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I understand that. We all feel like that.
So you sent me a text message yesterday or like a screenshot of the negative result.
Yeah.
I think I was more excited than you.
Oh, yeah.
So I got into the studio.
Yeah.
And whipped up a little number
no.
For
oh, amazing. Yes.
Here we go.
Give it to me.
You know that there ain't no spicy copper up enough. Ain't no Delta strand strong enough. Ain't no COVID in her lungs to keep lungs away from you.
Mate, left to your own devices, you come up with some pretty amazing stuff.
I've got to be completely honest. It wasn't my idea. And when I got told about this idea, I was already home.
Maddie's idea?
Maddie in the pots and pans. And I said, mate, do you want me to come back in to record it?
Yeah.
And he's like, no. Like, if you can just find a quiet place in your house.
That was a home recording.
I was in the wardrobe hiding with the door shut and the lights on, singing at the top of my lungs.
No, it's good. I like it.
Is it though?
It's real good. I'm glad to be back.
I played it to Lou, got some honest feedback. She didn't think it was as good as what you're thinking, but hey, whatever.
I feel very special.
Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Logs, so I told you before that I love going to the supermarket.
Yes.
Just browsing the aisles.
Mm-hmm.
And probably 6 months ago, we used to go every night.
What's your favourite aisle at the supermarket?
Oh, I don't know. That's a tough one. I think the one with like the banana bread and the cookies.
Oh, yeah,
like
yeah.
That one.
It's kind of like breakfast but also healthy.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love that aisle.
Nutella's down there.
Yeah, and your spreads are there as well.
Yeah, yeah.
I used to go every night and then Lou and I were like, maybe we need to be a little bit more organised. We need to plan out our shops.
Yeah.
And we just do one, maybe two a week.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Mm-hmm.
And we spend maybe an hour and a half just perusing the aisles.
Bless.
But now the world's changed a little bit.
Yeah.
You can do online shopping at your Coles and Woolies.
Yes.
Have you tried that?
I did try it once and I spent an hour doing it and then it said, oh, no, we can't get this to you until like 3 days' time or something. And I was like, you know what? Don't worry about it then.
You wasted my time. And I think when someone else is picking your food, they're not going to pick the best apples or the best bananas.
Well, that's what I was kind of worried about, but I don't know.
I get weird with stuff like that. Mm. I want to pick my own food. A Woolies shopper was horrified to find a live spider in their bread after their online shopping delivery.
Nah.
They got a loaf of bread with a huntsman.
Oh, my God. No.
With
no, I don't want to put it away. I don't want to look at it anymore.
With a huntsman. A huntsman is in the bread.
Now, that's my, honestly, you say worst nightmare. Every time I get a packet of spinach or something like that,
Everything out.
Everything. I'm terrified.
A friend of the shopper, Lee Archer, he took to a Woolies Facebook page and just said, like, slammed the supermarket. He said, what will you do about this? Do you not have quality control? A live spider in a loaf of bread was not expected. Anyway, Woolies responded to the Facebook post and they offered a $1.60 refund for the loaf of bread. And they also issued a $15 Woolies voucher. And Woolies said they take food safety very seriously and they'll be investigating how this incident could have happened. $15 for a Huntsman in your loaf of bread?
I don't know.
It's not cutting it, is it?
It's sort of like, I'd be thinking, you know, 6 months of Huntsman-free bread. Something like that.
That's what you want. Oh, I'm cringing at it.
No, that's rank. No,
it's gross. Anyway, yuck. Ugh. Sorry. Sorry to put that sort of bad taste in your mouth. Oh, I'll put it away now.
Put it away.
I'm putting it away. It is away.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Logan.
Tom and Logan.
On K-Rock.
The census is happening. It happens once every 5 years, and the official census date is tonight. And you're like, nah, I didn't do it last time. And I'm like, you would have had to do it.
Yeah, I was saying to you off air, I don't recall doing it. And then I tracked my memory back 5 years. I was in a shared house with a few mates.
So I went into the bin.
It quite possibly could have, and then no one ever paid the fine.
Yeah. No, well, that's the thing. You have to do it, right? I remember 5 years ago, I was up in Townsville crying probably, and I went to do it, and it was the first time it was done online, and the whole online server crashed, and no one could get it done. No, it just did not work. The whole thing crashed. It was terrible.
So I don't recall ever doing one by myself. So I've got no idea what it is, because I like vaguely remember my mum sitting us all down when we were kids at the table after dinner and we did a census.
Yeah, and I remember like I reckon people all ages, our vintage, would be remember that, and their parents just being like, oh, just like, this sucks.
Yeah.
Like, I hate doing it.
Because do people want, you're pretty much forced to do the census.
Yeah, you're forced to do it. And it's a whole bunch of questions and stuff. But you've done it. I've done it.
Yes.
I did it on Saturday because there was nothing else to do. So I'm like, you know what, I'm going to sit down and do it. And apparently, according to stats, about 2.3 million households have already done it out of the 10 million it's been given to.
Okay.
So,
I want to know, how long is it going to take me tonight?
Yeah, look, it'll take about 15, 20 minutes or so. I'm going to say around about 15 minutes. It's not that bad.
That's
it's honestly
an annoying
not that
time
bad.
Frame.
I would suggest doing it online if you can.
Oh,
like
absolutely.
Writing things in sucks. No, like, what? And you got to, it's in the, you got to get it in the.
Is it not multiple choice?
What?
I've got no idea what a census is.
Oh,
is it multiple choice?
No, this is what I'm going to tell you. Some things are multiple choice, okay? Oh. Some things are not multiple choice, but here's kind of what you can expect. Now, firstly, I must say that there are, you know, in the census, you might have seen this around, and it's really important to note too, that a lot of people are not being included in this census in the LGBTIQ plus community.
Oh.
All right? So that's, you know, for next time, at the end of the questionnaire, it said, how can we do better? And I'm like, well, maybe include people.
Include everyone.
So, you know, that's one thing that's getting around at the moment.
Yeah.
And that sucks. But when I went through and did all the other questions, you know, there's things you can expect, like your name, your date of birth and your address, right?
Yep.
And then I'll ask things like, okay, how did you get to work on Tuesday the 10th of August?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Car.
Oh, so this is a bit of fun.
Walking. Yeah, it is a bit of fun. You know, questions like, did you meet your partner via online dating?
Okay.
How much money do you spend on your mortgage a month?
Yep.
What's your cultural background? What's your idea of a perfect vacation?
Oh, Logs, here I was stressing about this census. Yeah. There's no wrong answer. You're telling me there is no wrong answer in this thing.
If you're in a bad mood, do you prefer to be left alone or do you like having someone to cheer you up?
Oh, this is music to my ears.
Like what? Are you for real?
Dude, I thought it was going to be some like...
I am making most of that stuff up.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, so what is that what it is or not?
They don't ask you about online dating. They don't ask you if you're in a bad mood, you prefer to be cheered up or not.
I genuinely have no idea.
You are the most naive, beautiful golden retriever I have ever met in my life.
Hang on, so now I'm panicking again for census tonight.
It's literally like name, age, date of birth, how much do you earn, what do you pay on your mortgage, what's your cultural background, what language do you speak, the end.
No dating stuff.
No.
Oh, brilliant.
You are the worst.
didn't miss the show, here are the best bits of Tom and Logan.
Tom and Logan.
On K-Rock.
When were you scammed? By who? How much? Because I checked my bank online banking and noticed that I had $8 taken out from New York. And then I was literally just saying that I discovered that there was an international transaction fee that they stung me for as well.
Yeah.
And then money taken out from Sydney 2 days earlier. So all up, it's only $15.
Still though.
But it's the hassle of the whole new card and setting up the direct debits again and things like that.
You're kind of lucky you caught it early because these things can get out of control. We're asking, how did the scammer scam you? We've got Lauren from Banno on the phone. Morning, Lauren.
Good morning.
What happened?
Quite a few years ago, I had just recently gotten a credit card and I hadn't used it much and noticed a couple of transactions on my account in Sydney. I obviously live in Victoria.
Yep.
there was a transaction or two transactions at the movies in Sydney, which totaled about $60 or $70.
Yeah, it's not cheap nowadays.
That's annoying.
It's not cheap.
Yeah.
Oh, this one's better. Another transaction in Sydney that was just over $2,000 at a furniture store.
No way!
Yeah.
They've tried to deck out the house.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
I ended up getting all my money back.
Oh, thank God. Yeah.
That is unbelievable.
They went on a spending spree.
Oh, and do you know even how it happened? Was there something that triggered you that you're like, oh, yeah, I did click on that weird link or anything like that?
No, but the bank did seem to think it was someone may have stood next to me in a shopping centre or something and skimmed my details from my card that way.
Oh, dogs.
I've heard about it.
Yeah.
I hate that stuff.
All right. Well, that's a thing. You've got to be careful, Andy.
52232955. Susan in Mount Dunedin. Susan, what happened?
Well, there was a couple of occasions, but the one with my husband, he's a FIFO, so he was going to Perth.
Yeah.
And we don't check our internet banking all the time, as you do, but he was going through it and he saw there was a few dollars taken out over the last few months, and then there was a $1,500 and then another $2,000 taken out of his cash. Thankfully, they replaced it all, but he was scammed through when he was going through the airports with his card.
The scam is at like actual skimming the cards again?
Yes, and my occasion was I got a phone call from my bank and saying there's a weird transaction in New York.
New York again.
So the bank got onto it without me even knowing and closed it down. So that was really, really good on the bank side.
That's good. I was going to say, originally I thought maybe because, you know, hubby's doing FIFO, you're like, I'm just going to buy myself something nice. You're like, oh, no, doll, I was scammed. You've been scammed. not the case.
No, 52232955. Tiana in Clifton Springs. What happened? It sucks hearing these stories, but it's nice to know I'm not alone.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
What it happened to
everyone.
You?
So I woke up one morning and I had all these new apps downloaded on my phone, and I was like, "Oh, I haven't downloaded these apps before." And I looked through my bank statement because I have my card attached to my Apple ID because I have more iCloud storage.
Yeah.
And they've downloaded apps and gone through like a heap of in-app purchases. So it started in Sydney as well, and it was like over $1,000 for like four different apps that they'd downloaded, like games and things like that.
What?
And then I was like, oh no, what do I do? So I had to call the bank and obviously cancel my card. But then I had to ring Apple as well, and that was so hard because they were like in America.
Yeah.
So it took like a couple of months to get my money back, but thankfully I got it back.
It's just a pain though to have to go through that.
Well, see, I've got the same thing. My card details are on my Apple. Anyway, I've told you too much.
What's your phone number,
Lottie? Don't come for me, please. We're going to finish this off with Anonymous.
I like this.
Someone that wants to remain anonymous.
What happened, Anonymous?
Well, I have two separate ones because one's not as cool as the other.
Yeah.
When my husband and I were going on a little holiday to Tasmania, and then so as we woke up in the morning to get our flights, we'd had emails on my husband's phone saying that there'd been some weird transactions overnight.
Mm.
And our whole bank account had been cleared, and so everything was gone.
Oh, no.
And because the bank had caught what was happening, they'd locked our cards, so we had no access to anything. Even if we wanted to withdraw anything, we had no access anyway. So we went nowhere. We couldn't leave to go anywhere. So all money gone. It was, yeah. So that was just our holiday account, thankfully. But
hey, so yeah. What happens with that? Surely you get it back.
We did, but it took about probably 3 or 4 months before it came back because they have to do, you know, they have to start a, yeah, they have to start like a, I can't remember what they call it.
But
yeah.
How do you go on with for 3 months without 3 or 4 months? Like, oh yeah, we'll get it back to you guys eventually. It's like, I need it now, please.
But you missed out on your holiday as well.
We don't have patience. I know, that's the part that was the real, like, the hardest part
for us. Was that the cool story or the not cool story?
The other one is just, I feel like most people probably have had this happen. I was, except I was 8 months pregnant and I went to this house and I'd bought something off Marketplace and it was one of those really gigantic marquees. And I went there and I was talking to the middle-aged couple. They were lovely and, but they seemed really odd. And then made me carry this like gigantic thing back to my car and... When I got back to the house, because I'd asked, you know, everything's good, and they'd said, yep, all good, and we got back, and every pole was snapped. So I kind of feel like that was a really, like, they knew what they were doing. It was really weird.
Of course they did.
Not as bad as the thousands being scammed out of your holiday account.
Yeah, I know.
But still
but
pretty
it was
bad.
Also their faces, you know, being friendly, but also I could tell they were being odd. It was almost like they were too nervous.
Cannot trust nice people. That's the thing to learn.
That's the moral there.